Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, you have charged me for a product that I did not order.
You want to share a zip code so I can pull it up, ma'am?
34442.
Thank you. What was your name, ma'am?
Darlene Allen.
All right. And can you confirm your mailing address, ma'am?
2735 North Carrollwood Point, Hernando, Florida, 34442.
Okay, you said you were charged for a product you never received.
Okay, what it was when it was through AT&T and it said, since I had been with them 1 year, that they were going to give me a free product. All I had to do was to pay the shipping charge. Well, they've charged me for the product also, and I never ordered them to charge me for that product.
Okay. So it looks like you got the foot massager. It was a part of a promotional deal, so it charged you for a membership for an online store called Factory Direct Savings Store of $39.99 on January 28th also. Is that what you're referring to, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. They give out a gift card, each one of $125 that you're enrolled. So let me see.
Well, I did not order that. I'm not paying $39.99 for something that I didn't want.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. We can cancel the account for you since you do not want it. It looks like your bank has already did the dispute, so we can just cancel it. Hello?
Yes. Are they going to credit my account for $39.99?
That will be something you would need to ask your bank. We don't get to see whether they'll be giving you the money back or not. That's up to them. They have to make that decision once they call in and get all the information from us.
Okay, I've already got a fraud out on you on this business.
Correct. I see that. It says that you disputed it due to a fraudulent transaction. And you disputed the $7.45 charge, as well as the $39.99 charge. So did you ever receive the foot massager?
Yes.
Okay. But you disputed the shipping and handling still?
I don't mind paying the shipping and handling, but I'm not paying for the product.
Okay.
Because it's stated
That's
right
fine.
On there you pay for shipping only.
That's fine. Yeah, you just, well, I don't know if you may have told them or not, but your bank disputed both. Any questions you have regarding to the money being back into your account, you would have to take up with your financial institution now. We cannot refund you. Once you do the dispute, your bank has to refund you.
Okay.
I can counsel for you as well and go ahead and give you your cancellation number. This just shows that you called in to counsel.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. It is C as in Charlie. 258-840-796.
796?
Yes.
Okay, and that's my cancellation of the card and everything, right?
Yes, that's the cancellation of your of the account. We can't cancel the card, but we don't have your whole card information to actually use it. They don't actually allow us to see the full numbers, only the last four and then the expiration code. But everything else is blocked out.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. And we just got the information for the dispute on the 7th of February. So I don't know how long the disputes take with the bank. Sometimes they take 30 days. It can go up to 90 days. But it really depends on when they call and verify the information on when you will receive your refund.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But why is it up to the bank to refund me the money?
Because you did a dispute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you do a dispute, they do an open investigation, and they determine on whether you'll receive the refund. It's no longer up to us anymore on that. So anytime you do that with the bank actually issues it to you and not the company.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.